We zijn hier in Brussel op een workshop rond de internationale dag rond migratie. Voor ons hebben we een radiomaker van Radio Almenara. Toevallig dezelfde frequentie als Radio Centraal. Zij komen van Spanje, meer bepaald van Madrid.
Hello, my name is Carlos. I work in a free and community radio in Madrid. It's called Radio Almenara. And I work with two colleagues in a program that's called Sin Fronteras. The translation is No Borders. And this program is about migrations and about the diversity, culture, a lot of culture that lives in our country. And we want to show this diversity at the people that listen us and to denounce the politics about migration European Union la Unión Europea pone en, o sea que las leyes, no las políticas.
The laws of the European Union, you want to denounce them.
The laws of
and how do you do that?
We do that with music, with world music, that is for the people that listen another cultures, and we try to be with the social movements, with the not only ONG or organizations, but to work out of the institutions and to work with the people, no? directly with the migrants, because we think that it's important that the people listen the voice of the principal actors of this extent.
It's a community radio, you said. How do the people of the community participate? Do they make a radio themselves, or do you train them, or do you just interview them?
This radio is half 15 years old, and it's a radio created by the people of the neighborhood, because this neighborhood had a lot of drugs, and the young people wants to do things for escape of the drug and create this radio, no?
So the people of the neighborhood make radio themselves.
Yeah, it's I think I don't know the word in English. Is auto-organization, auto-gestion. It's created by the people. It's the voice of the people of this neighborhood.
And are you supported in any way, financially or structurally?
A little part. We receive money from a federation of associations, but we want to do it without money of the institutions. Only, for example, I do a program, a weekly program, and I pay at month something ridiculous, but 14, 15 euros, no, at month. I don't win money with this project. I pay for do it because I believe in another world and better world and in justice.
So the people who make radio, they participate, they pay as well for making the radio.
Yes, is in this way that do radio.
And what are your plans for 18-12 for the International Day of Migration? Are you going to do something?
In this program, in Sin Fronteras, No Borders, we think that this we are doing a work of a base work, no, with constant and every week and fighting against the racism and this political. The 18-12 project is very interesting, and we will do something. I don't know exactly what, but the last weeks there are a lot of people that is going to the internal, to the centro de internamiento, to the detention centers, and talk with the people that is inside, and write the declarations of these people's testimonies, and maybe is the way that we work this day, talking about the testimonies of these people in detention center.
How is the situation of refugees in Spain? Because you hear a lot of things about these boat refugees. How is it now, and how is the Spanish government dealing with it?
Well, we think that the Spanish government is doing that they want with the migration, because in Spain the law of the stranger, the foreigners' law is says you that you must to work 3 years without papers, and then we think if we want, give you the papers, no, and you will be a legal people, no, and the police. It's a lot of racism, and the politicians, it's the same thing. You know, don't do really for the, and for example, there is a plan, it's called Plan Africa, that the government says that is explicitly that they say we are going. This plan says that the Spanish government want to take the riches, the sources from Africa, and the companies from Spain to do business in Africa.
But I was wondering how population of migrants is reported in the media in Spain in general.
Well, the migrants aren't with voice in the media, because I think there are a lot of process that do these people more vulnerable. ¿Cómo se dice? Más. I think that the migrants sometimes have fear about all the things that they live in this travel and in this process to have no paper, no? Sometimes the people have no security about herself or himself or things like this. It's too difficult, because no comes from countries that have no the structure or not a bus, political bus or.
But the general image of refugees and immigrants in the media, how is it in Spain?
It's difficult, because a lot of years ago the mass media talking about constant talking about the delinquents and migrants and drugs and migrants and things like this, no, are not good for the migrant people that only comes to work, but now are changing the things, and there are ¿cómo se dice? Paternalistic way of understand this process, and I think mass media are not good for to create an imaginary about migration, so that is near to the reality.
And is it possible for migrant organizations to participate in these autonomous radio chains?
Well, our experience, there are some experience that works with the auto organization. For example, the radio program is working with a net that is similar to the la red de Educación Sans Frontier en France, que trabajan, es una red de apoyo, ¿cómo se dice?
It's a support network.
A support network. And there are migrant people in there. And there are, for example, associations from the immigrant people working in Spain, and there are experiences, but I think from the civil society must to work in this way, no? Because don't understand the people comes from, and a lot of people don't know the language, don't know write or read, and it's so difficult to work with this, no? To have a political discourse or a political line to work, no?